Be diligent to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who doesn't need to be ashamed, correctly teaching the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. What are you teaching? How often do we remember people either telling us to do as I say and not as I do, or perhaps we are the ones making that statement to someone else? The problem is our actions say as much about what we believe, and sometimes more so than what our words do. When you see that someone's actions and words don't line up, how likely are you to listen to the advice that they give you? If someone were to tell you not to drive fast, all while going 10 over the speed limit, would you listen to them? I know when you look at a child, they are more likely to imitate what they see adults do over that what an adult will tell them to do. That is why the saying, actions speak louder than words, is so true. In this verse, Paul is encouraging Timothy to keep a check on his actions, telling him to work towards living in such a way that when he comes before God, he won't be ashamed of how he lived. Much like an employee standing before their boss during a performance review, if you worked hard trying to meet the expectations of your employer, then there is nothing to be ashamed of. But if you slack off and don't do anything, there is plenty to be ashamed of. Our Christian walk should be like that of an employee looking to get a good review. And how do we know what the performance expectations are? That is where the last part of the verse comes in. In the Christian Standard Bible, it states, correctly teaching the word of truth. However, other translations mention dividing or handling the word of truth. What this means is that we should be measuring our actions against what we see in the Bible, but not only that we should, as John mentions, test the spirits to make sure what we are doing and listening to is the truth. That is because there are some out there that will use the Bible to teach what they want, but they take verses out of context or twist their meaning to support their personal agenda rather than to promote God's will. So again, I'll ask, what are you teaching? Are you living in such a way as to promote God's message?